This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are really glad to have you guys with us this week. It is going to be a great show. Ava, we've got a great guest today.
Yeah, and we need all the help we can get.
We're missing. We're down one.
Yeah.
We're flying with the hidden formation or the missing wing or the, I don't know,
yeah, something. So we're going to have a nice gentleman join us instead.
Yes, we are. Mr. Larry Nixon. He's a world-class bass angler, been traveling on the tour forever. We're going to talk a little bass fishing, favorite techniques, and some formats as well. And the general is going to be joining us later in the show, we call him. And I hope you guys will too. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. So, Ava, we get to chat a little bit about everything today.
I'm a little afraid.
Oh, be not afraid.
Is the Force with me or something?
Yes, I don't know. We'll just go with that. This Star Wars trilogy, actually all of them were on last week, I think. So keep that in mind.
Do or do not. There is no try. You're better at that than I am.
I am not going to do it. I could, but I'm not going to do that. Speaking of, I don't know how I can segue into this tip of the week. It's kind of difficult. But to weed fish or not to weed fish, that's the question. How about that? That's a whole different person. That has to do with history. But another experience that you have a lot of times right now, you've got a lot of weeds. And I think a lot of people get frustrated with weeds in the fact that if you're walleye fishing or whatever, you're frustrated. Oh, there's weeds everywhere. I'm going to fish in clear water for walleye or crappie or whatever. And it just doesn't work that way. And I think what you're going to find is in a lot of the bodies of water that have the cabbages, those types of weeds, and not the necessarily the milfoil. The milfoil also holds fish. But what you're going to find is, if you're able to work those weed edges, if you're able to target those fish that are over the top or, you know, trolling over the top or casting over the top of those weeds, those fish will come up for it. And I think that's one of the things that people can get frustrated with. And it's something that you need to be patient with and understand. Eventually, you'll figure out how to work those baits through the weeds and along the edges. And one of the things that I learned up in Devil's Lake's trees and shrubs and bushes and a lot of weeds everywhere.
Sure.
And one of the things that I found, I was casting countdowns. Now, if you're familiar with a Rapala countdown, it's about a 3.5-inch long lure with a little lip on it. It's weighted, so it sinks. So you don't have to constantly be reeling it to keep the bait submerged or under the water.
Okay.
And the advantage is that you control or cast a long way in the wind because it's weighted. And when you're reeling back, you're going to get a given depth of, let's say, 3-4 feet. But you can cast it along the weeds. So what you do is you simply get the boat along the weed edge and cast forward with another person next to you, and you can cast forward along those weed edges and just work the boat that way. And I found that those walleyes come out from the weeds when they see that thing coming along, and they will crunch it. A lot of times they'll follow, which is even just sometimes just as fun when you see the fish coming up chasing that bait.
Mm-hmm.
But it really important thing is, like I said, the weeds are going to hold fish, and finding pockets in those weeds and working and casting some, maybe a shad wrap, casting that down into those weed areas and into the pockets where you can really draw this fish out. It's truly amazing. Maybe you're also going to throw a bobber or a float with a jig on it and a leech. Same kind of thing. Focus on the key spots within the weed areas that are going to hold fish. Maybe it's close to a break, a steeper break line. That's where the fish are going to be able to escape. So cover for them is in weeds. They don't have to go anywhere. They can hang out and be there forever, and they're going to be bait. They're going to hang out. So don't be afraid to try the weeds. Crappie, sunfish, walleyes, you name it, they're going to be there. And an occasional toothy critter to make things interesting on top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, when we went fishing in Wisconsin, we were right along the shore, and it was real weedy right there, and we just casted right there and had lots of little northerns going for it, which I thought
they're
was
aggressive.
Funny.
They go after
and
it.
And they're fun.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. Those are a good time. So, yeah, play with that and see what things you can come up with, shall we say. Speaking of things you can come up with, in Michigan, they just got a state record Chinook salmon at 47 pounds. That's just crazy.
Ick.
A Great Lake 47-pound Chinook salmon. They posed with the new state record, and that was caught August 7th. And they're using a Moonshine Raspberry Carbon Spoon. Just in case you guys wanted to know, Moonshine Raspberry Carbon Spoon. And it said it again so you can write that down. And it was from a gentleman from Ortonville, Michigan, and it was a record, 47 and a half inches long, weighed in at 47.86 pounds. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's huge.
That is crazy. Never expected a catch like this would happen. It's possible for anyone if I can do it. I would like to extend a great thank you to the captain, Bobby, as he's the one who made this catch possible. Everything went perfectly, and it breaks the previous state record Chinook, 46.06 pounds and 43 inches, caught in 1978.
Wow.
So that's a long-standing
record.
No
kidding.
It was verified by the Lake Michigan Basin Coordinator with the DNR. And they had a pretty cool deal there. So to qualify for the state record, it must exceed the current listed state record weight, and identification must be verified with the DNR fishery biologist. So
they say if they put it back?
They didn't say, but generally with this kind of a thing, they didn't know if it was going to be a state record.
Yeah.
They brought it in, and at that point, it's so worn out and tired,
yeah,
it's generally not going to survive anyway, especially when it comes to those. They put everything they have into
sure
fighting those, fighting back, obviously. So kind of a neat deal, though.
You know, I feel like a lot of these records that are getting broken, they're only like 2-3 years old, and then they get broken. This one is from the 70s.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Well, I think the other thing you're going to find, a lot of the records that are being broken are probably because there's people spending way more time fishing than there have been in the past.
That's true.
You know, with the pandemic and everything going on. So that's been a big push. I guess not push for people to go for records, but just by virtue of being in the
just
water.
Just being there. And
you can't catch fish if your line's not in the water.
That's true.
I use that all the time. Well, not all the time, but whenever I can. It's a great line, and I like to use it. Speaking of line and using it, we are going to be right back. We're going to be coming back with Mr. Larry Nixon, talking a little fishing, talking bassing, favorite techniques, and some of the cool things that have suddenly really taken the fishing world by storm. So stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors.